allowed to bring in alcohol. And there are occasions of dances and what have you. They're not asking for the community center to be alcohol certified. They're saying that they change the ordinance so that a vendor who has the ABC license and the health department clearance and the liability can come in and offer alcohol to all these different occasions and possibly earn some money from it. So that's kind of the basis of what you're
asking. Are you saying that you need to charge more for an event which serves alcohol?
No.
But it's going to make more money.
Well, alcohol, people sell the alcohol, and the person, they would pay a small fee for doing it.
I'm sorry, I'm lost here.
Surcharge.
It's like a vendor.
Y'all want to charge anybody who's selling alcohol surcharge to sell it?
Well, what we're saying, we're not selling it. We don't want to sell
it.
We just want to change the ordinance to allow us to, like a wedding, so then people could bring their own wine and stuff to the wedding. And they can go and get a one-day permit from the ABC thing. I don't know, but I heard that we could rent a center a lot more than what we do now.
Well, the rental rates won't change, but you have more use of the rent of the community center. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, have you done any checking to on this one-time-only permit, or maybe talked to alcohol?
No, I just talked to Chuck.
We went to
the middle of the island, our caterer for the Spirit Awards dinner, and he mentioned it. And he mentioned it that he had several weddings down here who wanted a community center. But since we didn't allow alcohol at the time, when we would have alcohol, so they could bring it in.
Do you guys know, with your contacts with other town community centers and stuff like that, are there other municipalities that offer the service?
Yes, sir. Cater in Charlotte, and hopefully down here. There is a special permit, but it's also at the same time the facility. Now, when I catered, I didn't do it with alcohol, but that was a possibility. The caterer carries extra liability insurance, so forth that way. But at the same time, the builder, wherever what building, they've got to make sure they're covered to go with it. With me, $2 million insurance policy is what I carry. Okay? So you got, I don't know if it belongs to the town. Would the town be held responsible as a second party where the caterer, I'm covered under insurance if something would happen? And if that incident, would it fall back to the town?
So you're saying the caterer could have the liability?
The caterer will have the liability as far as the insurance. That's the number one thing that I would ask of a caterer. Do you have the license? Do you have the permit? Do you have the insurance? Do you have all this? And the second thing is also, if it's a government building, town building, what would they fall under on the second party of being come back to being sued if somebody would have an accident or somebody would get hurt. Perfect example, the street festivals, okay? You're supposed to have insurance. You dump ice out in the grass and somebody walks by and slips and falls, I'm covered, but at the same time, it falls back on the city. Perfect example, Man Hill, when I done the street festivals up there. They had insurance too that, covered them to make sure. So if town votes or whatever, I don't get the lawyer or whatever to back, double check everything to make sure what's required to cover the town.
What I would ask, and if, whether you guys agree or not, it's up to you, but what I would ask is, if this is in front of us a little too early, if you could find out more information.
Oh, yeah, we don't want anything done tonight. I mean, we're
Under the impression.
It will bring in more business. It would bring in more business as far as waiting reception and so forth that way.
But as far as municipal liability and if in fact this is the only municipality that is looking at this, then obviously there's a reason. And if you guys would find out both the pros and the cons, and then
Wilmington does it for Halliburton, and they have Legion Stadium also. But
who does it?
But the city of Wilmington has Legion Stadium, and they have Halliburton. But what do we do for the street festival?
Right.
What kind of liability do we have for the street festival?
An umbrella policy.
Let me tell you what
Yeah, Mr. Attorney, will you hear me now?
And we're going to have to consider it for the park down there also. If we're having concerts where we're letting people sell beer or wine just like they do at the street festival. You know, we've got all three venues to think of.
All right.
I think experts need to study this.
You've got two ordinances against alcohol in this town. One is 12-56 and the other one is 3-1 subsection B. So we would have to change that. But normally what happens if an individual is going to rent a place, like if they rent a town piece of property and they want to sell alcohol, they have to go to the ALE and get a permit for that one day. And you can, I think, if I remember correctly, it depends on how much alcohol you're going to have and all that. That's between them and the party getting the permit. Normally, an individual who is not in the business of selling booze, but is getting a wedding or whatever, their homeowner's policy will kick in. But then again, you don't know what their homeowner's policy is. So generally what is required is what is known as a special event policy. So they go and purchase a special event policy. Naming the town as an additional insured. And the reason you want to do that is because if you have an individual in there selling alcohol, let's say, and they serve a person too much, and he goes out and kills somebody or injures somebody or whatever, whoever ends up suing is going to sue that individual plus the town. Under the dram shop law. But if you've got this policy, and you've got to make sure that the policy is in effect and given to the town where we have a copy of it, then that's fine and dandy if you want to get into that business.
Is that a requirement, that particular policy, Andy, when you go up for an ALE, whatever it is, permit, is that part of their...
No.
They don't require liability insurance?
No. No, they just give you a one-day permit for the purchasing of the alcohol.
Oh.
I didn't hear what we did for the street festival.
Street festival provides us with a policy.
That covers us?
Yes. And we're the lost payees.
The committee?
Yes.
Did you say street festival committee?
Yeah. No, whoever is selling the beer, whoever has that vending or whatever, they're the ones that have the policy, and we get a copy of it, where the town is named as an additional party.
When we have the dances once a month or, you know, several times a year, that's where we operate. So how does it fit in there?
So,
We have 20
if you're having a dance
and we allow people to bring their own alcohol.
You're violating the law.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. She's asking to do that.
That was sad, Debbie. That was sad.
Well,
committee is sponsoring the event.
Well, if the committee is sponsoring the event, that's the town.
Yeah.
So the town is liable.
So, you know, but the thing of it is, whatever you're going to be doing at that time, if the town wants to give you permission to do that, then the town is in the business and you're going to have to rely on your own liability policy, which is not a good thing to do. It's always best to have somebody else. So
would y'all like to do a little more research and
I don't know nothing.
The city attorney up there is real nice, and she can give you the guidelines.
Is your liaison, Chuck?
They'll look me the diagonal across from the you know where BB&T money is up there?
Yeah.
The building diagonally across the street is where the city attorney's office is.
Where the Italian Hall?
Yeah, across from Bailey's Hall.
Yeah.
I'm quitting all.
Somebody got to do it. He can pay for it.
Chester might also call the
head of
the recreation department.
We want to make some more money for the community center, you know. But when it costs us money, then you know that.
Mr. Attorney.
Ma'am.
If this actually comes about as changed, do we have to have a public hearing to change the ordinance?
No.
Ordinance.
Oh.
How come you think for some, not for
others? If it's zoning, the law requires.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank
you. Okay. But at the same time you're doing that, Judge, check in just with a bar, you know.
If we can do it at a bar, too.
Well, he can use the contacts with Wilmington. He also can call Lake of his family's and give you a very good one. All right. Ladies, is that satisfied where we're at this point?
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number two, discussion and consideration of selling town property on Sandman and using proceeds to help pay the Oceanfront Park land debt. I think we're all aware that there are supposedly four lots on Sandman. They have never been plotted. We don't have a plot plan for them. And what I would like to do is have them plotted. They are an asset of the town. And it's my recollection, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Attorney, only three of the lots would be buildable. One has an easement which goes through it. I think it's the closest one to you, Barry. There's an easement that goes through there that's not been recorded either. From the properties of Pure Dean's Phase 1 and 2 that goes into the lake, the retention ponds of Beach Walk.
I do know that if you were to sell those properties, the property owned by Beach Walk down at the end would be landlocked except for a 10-foot easement between two houses with a fence running down the middle of it.
Which is how it was plotted when the people who lived in Beach Walk bought the property. In fact, that easement.
But that's what I'm saying is that would landlock that piece of property.
That piece of landlock was recently landlocked.
Yeah.
And that the easement was actually moved, Barry, I think, because I think we moved it 50 feet because it actually came in past the corner of the property. We had to move it back up one house to get it to actually go into the property, because originally when I was SGLA president, that easement came to the back corner of the lot, and really you could step over to it, but you had no way to get to it. So it was moved up the street one block.
I'm not really aware of whatever
the
easement is, but I know that there's a storm drain going through there.
Right.
And Beach Walk claims that Curry Dunes stormwater up to 56% of Curry Dunes stormwater goes into Beach Walk's link.
It does.
And that was a big discussion, and Emily was there about that at the last stormwater meeting.
And that discussion has been going on since B-12 was first built.
Correct. Now, in this depressed real estate market, what do you realistically think we could get for all four of those lots?
I'm not in the real estate business, but I would assume what you got lots are going for in the rest of the town, particularly in restricted areas, you should be able to get $200,000 a piece for.
I bet you could never get $125,000 for.
Well, they just sold one beside me for $135,000, so I would have to take that bet, Mr.
Well, okay.
But anyway, what I was referring to.
Okay, you would gain more money if you sold one of the four lots in the oceanfront park.
Do you really think that that's?
Well, no, I'm just trying to say that we have very little green space as it is, okay? And you're wanting to sell up what little green space we have in order to pay for this oceanfront park. And you could make more money if you were wanting to sell something that has all kinds of debt on it already by cordoning off one of those lots that's already been subdivided into four lots, if I remember right, because there was going to build four single family homes on those lots, and that was a big bugaboo. And that oceanfront lot would probably go for anywhere from $100,000. I mean, anywhere from $800,000 to $1 million, which would probably pay off most. Well, I don't know what the debt on that piece of property is.
What piece of property is
the oceanfront part? There's four lots there.
Yeah.
Okay. Sell one of those, and you'd have enough to pay off the rest of them. Debt on that.
Oh,
and that would be much more marketable than those four lots on Sandman.
Now there's a plan.
You want to sell the one the restroom's on?
The one the restroom's on would be fine.
But the restroom don't say it bad.
It's a long wall.
Moved over and down to the other corner.
We don't walk on street.
Anyway, what my suggestion would be, or my motion would be, to have the four lots on Sandman actually plotted and to find out exactly where the easement goes under the one lot, which is not selling, because none of this has been done. The Sandman lots have not been plotted, they're not, it's registered as one piece, and the easement where the storm drain comes from, the three subdivisions Barrier's referring to, is not marked. And just to be prudent in business, we need to find out where it's at.
What's that going to cost?
I imagine $600-$700.
And whose budget?
Administration.
General fund.
Which lot, to your recollection, is the one that has the easement that's
makes it unbuildable?
The easement. Where does the easement run? Does it run?
We don't know. That's the reason we need to have them.
But there's a storm drain.
There's a storm drain that goes into B-12.
I don't know.
That lock, and that's,
I mean, you know, as long as they say RA1A, that's fine with me. And you know, I, you know, single family housing. But you're going to have to get permission from all the surrounding.
You said beside. Are we talking beside you or behind you?
No, beside you.
Where the parking is,
where
the
vendors. Right, where we park, we use the parking there sometimes.
Yes, if I'm not mistaken, that's a dead end street.
No, it's not. Sandman. Barry lives on the corner. There are four lots that the town is
parking about those, not the one on the other side.
No. And there's an easement.
Now there's also, okay, Beachwalk has another lot at the end of it, okay? If we were to sell those, the Beachwalk lot would be landlocked.
Yeah.
They couldn't get a lawnmower over there to move it, to mow it.
They have a 10-foot easement there.
With a fence right down the middle of it.
That's their problem.
That's, yeah.
Do you need a motion on that?
Yes.
There's one on the floor. It wasn't seconded.
What?
Lambeth made the motion to have four lots on sand man plotted and find where the easement goes under the one lot and have it marked. Didn't you make that motion?
Let me make a statement first. That's my backyard. I will not vote or comment.
Your backyard backs up to beach wall.
That's right.
It was. That's not your backyard.
I can say the same thing because it is right next door to mine.
Well, we still have the majority.
Right.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye. Any discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
So, Commissioner Keener recused himself?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'll recuse myself.
Well, not really. Council has to approve him being recused.
So, but you didn't vote?
Which makes it an affirmative vote.
So it's a unanimous vote?
No, there was one name.
One name.
I'm sorry, who was the name?
Mr. Nell.
Mr. Nell.
Thank you.
All right.
I think we ought to think about it a little bit, but.
No, we don't think about stuff. We do stuff around here.
Okay.
Item number three, discussion and consideration.
That's how come you got yourself in trouble already.
Oh, I know I was in trouble. I'm a big boy. I take care of myself.
I'm sure you can be.
Discussion and consideration of appointment. PBA due to resignation of Ronnie Purnell. Like I said, Ronnie has not actually resigned. His service to the board is up until 12/6/10, and under the guidelines, the appointment will have to be made by the county commissioners, and you must be an owner and or manager of a hotel in Fury Beach, and you must live in New Hanover County. So I would like to advertise for this position. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Go ahead, sir. Second. Second by Mr. Dugan. Discussion. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Barry, I'm going to throw this one at you. Discussion and consideration of letter agreeing to changes to the Cape Fear Arch Conservation Collaboration Memorandum of Understanding. Extending the term of the MOU for successive five-year terms beginning March 2010 and agreeing to the town's continuing support. Now, this is one of those...
Cost nothing, I believe.
Well, I mean, have you attended any of their meetings?
Yes,
sir,
I have.
All right, and can you bring us up to speed?
Well, they have meetings at various places. In fact, there's, I want to say, 30-odd different organizations that are part of the Cape Fear Arch, and they actually go from Georgetown all the way up through Atlantic Beach.
That stretch to Cape Fear.
Yep. You should have a drawing in there.
Mm-hmm.
But they are a conglomeration of many environmentally concerned organizations. They have a lot of study groups and that sort of thing, and public awareness to environmental issues and such.
We already are a member, right?
Yes, sir.
What services do they provide to us if we would ask for them?
What do you mean in the way of services?
I mean, they're an organization. Will they give any information or any help?
Oh, yes, they will. It's an information consortium.
Okay.
Okay, they provide whatever information that you would like from all of their associated members that are very active in environmental issues.
Does it cost a thing?
No.
You want to make the motion?
I'd like to make a motion that we continue with the next 5 years for the signatory, but there's no cost to the town. It's just a letter of support, and also if we become a member of this consortium.
Okay. Here's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Item number five, discussion and consideration of scheduling a retreat for late January 2011 to have a mid-year budget review and begin pre-budget discussions for the new fiscal year. Arlen is gone. And Nancy have been...
Just gone.
We're going to sit down with the rest of us and go through some budget stuff and some budget planning, and this is something we've done in the past. We usually have it down at the Air Force Base. And I would like them to make a motion. Nancy, did you and Arlen come up with something that would be good for everybody to jump?
No, please.
How does everybody look for January? Jim, you got your calendars?
It ends at the end of this year.
You don't have a new one?
No.
I'll put calendars in front of me.
A question. Is the intent of this to be strictly budgetary, or what? Because what we normally do is all the department heads and committees and there's talk of everything from things that we want to do with committees and want them to...
I think it all, was all encompassing before. Yeah, I think that would be important.
We've also been talking about our long range plan.
That was part of what went on then anyway. We just never formalized.
That's what we've done in the past. That's when a former employee was a conduit that we were all supposed to go through to plan for the future agreements.
Do we have a mission statement?
Yeah, we did. But it wasn't followed.
Do I have a motion to schedule a retreat in January? Nancy, do you have any idea late or early January?
The later the better.
What?
For later us, the scheduling better. The later the better. February even would be good.
When's the next council meeting?
January, we're talking about a weekend?
Oh, I hope not.
We're looking at the 22nd and the
29th. We always have it on a Saturday.
No.
I remember
having it on a Saturday.
Last year at the community center.
Oh, that.
Okay.
Saturday's fine with me. This with y'all. You're going to have department heads. You don't usually work on Saturdays. One of the reasons.
What time are you going to do
it?
What time will
you come to?
Huh?
What time will you finish?
You better bring lunch.
We'll start about 7:30 and end at 5. This would allow the chairman to come and the public to come.
What are you looking?
It's open to the public, yeah.
Other than the community thing, because the department heads are going to be there.
I don't care.
So what day is it?
I would like to schedule it to Wednesday after the council meeting.
What day is it?
I can't see the
26th. 26th?
No.
The
26th.
No.
The next day.
Wednesday, Emma.
The 19th.
Wednesday,
midweek.
Monday's
terrible for me because of construction. Barry, you got to get your scheduling done. You're retired unless you're shopping.
That's fine. As long as I know that far in advance.
So any committee chairs that work will.
This is in January, right?
We'll get an outline review and try to get some type of time schedule on there so they don't have to be there the whole time.
Right. This is in January.
We'll be open to the public. It will be advertised.
January 9th.
What time?
Start at 9:00. We'll break for lunch, which will be. The town will provide as usual, and then we'll hammer it on out until we think we're done. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. It's necessary to go into a closed session and consult with our attorney about a legal matter, so do I have a motion to go into closed session?
I'll take it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Back in a little while, guys.
Hold on.